With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.
I don't feel I'm a confrontational person, and yet my books somehow seem to be in a swirl of controversy.
That's Susan Brown Miller, author of the feminist book about rape against our will. Brown Miller has come out with the first book based on the Joel Steinberg Hedda Nussbaum child-killing trial, Waverly Place.
The day that Lisa Steinberg died, I guess I was so upset that I had to work it out in fiction, a form that I had never used before.
Brown Miller's book parallels the events in the Steinberg case, but the novel gave her the freedom to create dialogue and motivations. Brown Miller says she wrote it in a white heat.
My books take 4 to 8 years, I'm ashamed to say, my nonfiction books. I did this in under a year.
It's a novel, but Brown Miller did her research, interviewing, for example, the paramedic who examined the beaten child.
He agreed to talk with me because he had read Against Our Will, and he thought I was a serious person, and even though St. Vincent's has a policy of not cooperating with journalists, he felt he wanted to cooperate with me because I was writing fiction, and the case had disturbed him so much that he had to talk to somebody.
And it was a coincidence that Waverly Place came out on the heels of the Steinberg trial.
If Hedda Nussbaum's face had not become so familiar because of her 7 days of testimony at the Steinberg trial, people might be able to look at my novel more as a novel, more as an act of invention and creation.
Susan Brown Miller's well-crafted novel, Waverly Place, was published by Grove Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
The women's movement discovered rape. I just was the one who wrote its history.
Susan Brown Miller, whose books Against Our Will and Femininity rode the crest of the women's movement of the 1970s.
Occasionally, I have run up against an old movement feminist who'll say, we all wrote your book, and that gets my back up, and I'll say, which page should you write?
Brown Miller's latest book, Waverly Place, is a fictionalized version of the Steinberg-Nussbaum child-killing case. Brown Miller concedes that there's not much interest in feminism anymore.
We're in a time when there is very little left of the feminist movement. Some of the more obvious reasons are that people don't want to hear what we have to say anymore. Another reason is that we said so much, so fast, that people are still chewing the cud.
Brown Miller says such feminist issues as abortion, rape, and battery still need to be addressed.
I don't think women feel that men have changed enough to suit us.
In what way should men change? What would be agreeable to you?
I'm not in that racket anymore, Don. Come on, I'm a novelist now.
As a nonfiction writer, Susan Brown Miller was a little jittery at beginning a novel.
I said, look, kid, you are not writing literature here. Let's just see if you can write something that's good enough to get published.
Grove Press published Waverly Place by Susan Brown Miller. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Susan Brown Miller's novel, Waverly Place, is based on the Steinberg-Nussbaum child-killing case. In the book, Joel is called Barry. Hedda is called Judith. Brown Miller believes that men have distanced themselves from Steinberg.
You were just saying earlier, in a tremendous compliment to me, that you felt that my character of Barry had complexity,
mm-hmm.
Right? No doubt Joel Steinberg has complexity, too.
Right.
But in that distancing that men do, it makes it very safe for them. Perhaps some of the men who called Steinberg a monster were men who have hit their wives or hit their children.
Susan Brown Miller doesn't object to her label, feminist writer, but
I feel it probably is a turnoff to some people who might want to read a novel, but hearing that it's written by a feminist author might make them feel that it's going to be a political tract and not a novel at all.
Born in Brooklyn and educated at Cornell, Susan Brown Miller was a writer at ABC and The Village Voice before producing one of the 70s major feminist books, Against Our Will, Men, Women, and Rape. But now that she's been bitten by the fiction bug, Brown Miller wants more.
I'd like to be let into the ranks of the novelists. I'm not so sure they're going to let me in. I really mean that, Don. I think that there must be resentment out there. I mean, they people must think, oh, we've had to deal with her as this feminist theorist, and now she claims she wants, she's a novelist.
No doubt Susan Brown Miller will have more to say about battery and abuse. Grove Press published Waverly Place. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.